We continue today with lesson number 12 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We are in the third perek, the fifth and sixth Mishnayos, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hei, and Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Hei. The past few days, we've been learning about an avodas karka, a agricultural activity which has to do with working the soil, the earth, namely zibul, fertilizing, and we learned under the conditions under which it is permissible to store heaps of zevel, heaps of dung and compost in the middle of a field, even in during the year of Shviyas, when it is obvious and apparent that this is merely done not to fertilize the ground, but rather to store the fertilizer, the zevel, for the Shminis, the eighth year. Now, we're going on to another type of avodas karka, which is prohibited during Shviyas, and that is sikul, removing stones from a field. If you remove stones from a field in order to prepare that field for plowing and planting, that is prohibited during the year of Shviyas. However, suppose you have other purposes for the stones, not to clear them away from the field to allow for plowing and planting, but because you need the stones. So our Mishnayos today and tomorrow too will look at this particular situation. The Mishnah says, Lo yiftach odom machtsev batchila letoch sodehu. A person cannot open a quarry from which to hew, from which to dig out stones in his field. In other words, you have an open field. The various interpretations here will follow the Rambam, who looks at it in the following way. That a person has ground in front of him. It's just regular ground. Underneath the ground, there is stone. And he wants to be able to remove the stone so he can use it for building purposes. So a person should not open such a machtev, batchila letoch sadehu, unless, again, I'm following the Rambam's pshat, unless he had begun to hew stones, to bichotsev avonim, to dig stones out of the ground before Shviyas. How many stones? Ad sheyihyu bo sholosh murbios, until he has three rows of stones, totaling 27 stones, each stone shehen sholosh Shehen sholosh al rum sholosh. Each stone is a minimum size of three amos by three amos by three amos, a perfect cube. Shiuron esrim b'sheva avonim, 27 such stones. So if you have already before Shviyas removed, you already were chotzev, you already hewed out stones, 27 of them, the sizable stones of a cubic amma, then you can continue to hew even during Shviyas. Again, that's following the Pirush of Mishnayos and the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Beis, Halacha Vov. That's Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah. The second Mishnah goes on to consider a situation where you have a stone fence on your field and you want to remove the fence. It's a wall, really, more than just a fence. So if you stop removing stones from a field, it does appear that you're removing stones from the field and you're doing what's called sikul. You're removing stones in order to plow and plant in the field. So the Mishnah tells us, a Mishnah Vov, Goder, if there's a fence, sheyesh bo eser avonim shel masui shnayim shnayim, in that fence there are 10 sizable stones, so sizable that you require two people to carry the stone, then it's obvious that you're removing these stones for the purposes of getting rid of the fence, not in order to prepare the ground for plowing and planting. So in such a circumstance, it's permissible to remove, even during Shvius, to remove all the stones in the fence, even smaller stones, because it is obviously that you're not clearing away the stone in order to plant, but rather because you need these stones. Shiur goder asorot fochim. How high does a fence have to be in order to justify the previous heter, the previous permissive ruling of removing the fence? Only if it is asorot fochim, if it is 10 tfochim high. A tefach is approximately 3 inches. So it's 30 inches high. Pochos mikain, if it is less than that, in other words, not a 10 tfochim high, or if there aren't 10 large stones in them, 10 stones sufficiently heavy so that two people are necessary to carry them, then we have another way to remove those stones, and that is, will be gores here, mechatzei vegomamo, you remove the stones and reduce the wall down to the ground, but not to the point where the earth is exposed. You leave a layer of stone less than a tefach above the ground, indicating, I don't intend to plow here because I'm leaving a layer of stone, the bottom layer of the wall, I'm leaving that in place. I'm only removing the upper part of the wall. Mechatzei vegomamo ad pochos meha'oretz tefach. So you leave behind a tefach height of stone on the ground. So people see you can't plant on stone. That's the one simple approach to this understanding this Mishnah. Again, there are other approaches. Bamedvar Mamurim, the Mishnah continues, when do we say that we have this restriction? If you can remove the stones from the stone wall, you have to leave over behind along the floor, on top of the earth, a tefach of stone. That's only mitoch shelo, if you're removing the stones from a wall in your own property, and you're removing those stones. Then you have the restriction. You have to indicate clearly to the world to see that you're not preparing the place where the wall was in order to plow and plant there. Avol mitoch shel chaveiro. However, if you remove stones from the fence which is upon the property of another person, of your neighbor or friend or whatever, then ma shehurotze yitol, you can take all the stones that you want, because people will understand you're removing the stones because you need the stones. You're not removing them because you want to prepare your buddy's field to be plowed and planted. He can do that himself. You're removing those stones because he's given you permission to use the stones for your own purposes. The Mishnah continues, Bamed vor mamurim, when do we say that if a stone fence is in a stone wall is in your own property, that it's not permissible to remove the stones unless we have the above conditions, namely, there are 10 stones there that are so heavy that two people need to carry them, etc., or that you have to leave behind the layer of stone on the ground above the ground for a tefach to indicate that you're not going to plow there. That's only true bizman shelo hischil bo me'erev shvius. If you didn't begin to remove these stones, erev shvius, so during shvius, one fine day, you decide to take down this wall of stone. Then we have the restrictions above. Avol, im hischil bo me'erev shvius, if you began the whole procedure before shvius, so everyone knows you're not preparing the ground to plow and plant there, but rather you're removing the stones because you need the stones. Then, Mashahu wrote, said, no tail. You can take the stones, as many as you want. You can even remove the stones from the whole field until all that's left exposed is the ground, the earth, and no stones whatsoever. Remain. That is the end of Mishnah Vov. And so we have completed lesson number 12.